This is Money Talk.
Our money is your money. We print it for you to use.
America's most trusted advisor on money matters for 25 years. Now, Bob Brinker.
On your radio across America, worldwide on the web, it is Money Talk. Bob Brinker here. Thanks for joining us. Great to have you with us. We do have the toll-free line up and running at 1-800-934-2221. We did recently get the inflation figures that came in, and no doubt about it, the rate of inflation has stayed below the Fed target at 2.0%. In terms of the key indicator that they follow. Now, that indicator is called the Personal Consumption Expenditure Index, and this is the indicator that the Fed regards as the best measure of consumer inflation. And in both categories, the headline number and the core number, it remains below 2%. So far, the Fed continues its easy money policy, trying to get it up to 2%, but it has not yet reached that level. Well, there was a bond sale this week that was amazing. You know, there have been very few cases where countries, this is sovereign debt I speak of here, not corporate debt, where countries have issued what are known as century bonds. There are very few century bonds out there that have been issued by sovereign nations. There are only a handful. Well, there's one more I'm going to tell you about that just came out this week. But there have been century bonds issued by Mexico, and they have issued in various forms. They have issued in the pound sterling. They've issued in U.S. dollars. And the Mexico century bonds, that means they are maturing 100 years after the date of issuance. So back in 2010, Mexico issued century bonds in dollars, denominated in dollars. And they carried a coupon of 5.75%. And their maturity year is 2010, October 12th, if you want to be specific. In case you want to line up to cash them in, October 12th of 2110 is the correct maturity date, 100 years, 2110. They were issued in October of 2010. The coupon, 5.75%, they were issued at par. That means 100 cents on the dollar. That means a $1,000 bond was priced at $1,000. Now, these bonds have appreciated in value since they were issued. They're now yielding 5.2%. Obviously, there's been some volatility along the way, but they're now yielding 5.2% to maturity, which means they're selling above par. They're selling at more than 100 cents on the dollar because the coupon is 5.75%, but the yield to maturity is only 5.2%. Now, Mexico also came back to the market with century bonds in 2014, and that was in March of 14, and they issued $1.66 billion worth of century bonds, but they were denominated in the pound sterling, the British currency, the UK currency, the pound sterling. So they were denominated in pounds, and they came out, and they are due in March of 2114 century bonds and denominated in pounds sterling. Now, the reason that's important is you, as a general rule, you know, unless you're speculating on currencies, as a general rule, you want to own things that are denominated in the same currency as your liabilities. That way, you don't have any currency risk. You don't have any liability currency risk when you have your assets in the same currency as your liabilities. So if you're in the United States, as the vast majority of Money Talk listeners are on any given weekend, you are well served, in my view, to have your assets denominated in the same currency as your liabilities. And so that makes a lot of sense. Bringing it to the present time, Ireland this week became another country in this very, very short list of century bond issuers to issue a 100-year bond. And they issued a 100-year bond denominated in euros, with a yield of 2.35% for 100 years. Well, here's something interesting about that bond. Now, remember, it's denominated in euros, so it's not ideally suitable for somebody that has liabilities denominated in U.S. dollars. But here's what's interesting. A 2.35 yield to maturity for this bond upon issuance for 100-year maturity. And yet, in the United States, the 30-year Treasury, which has no credit risk at all, is yielding 2.6%. That's right. The 30-year U.S. Treasury, which has no credit risk at all, is trading at a yield to maturity of 2.6%. At the same time that the sovereign nation of Ireland was able to sell 100 million euros worth, that's about $112 million worth, of century bonds due in 2116 with a lower yield than the Treasury, the 30-year Treasury, at 2.35%. So there you go. Pretty amazing stuff. Pretty amazing stuff for sure. And the bottom line is that people who are in denominated with liabilities denominated in euros, obviously they bought them because they were very well received. These bonds were very, very well received, and there was a lot of demand for these bonds. Now, how things can change in the sovereign debt market, hold on to your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt for this one. Just a few years ago, in 2011, Ireland's 10-year bonds yielded 14.2% to maturity. That was back in the European financial crisis with the Greece and the whole ball of wax. So in 2011, the 10-year Ireland sovereign bond was yielding 14.2%. And here they just sold 100-year bonds at 2.35%. How things can change. They can change so dramatically that they make your head spin. By the way, in the context of these 30-year yields, I mentioned that the 30-year U.S. Treasury is yielding 2.6. The 30-year German Bund, as they call it, the 30-year German debt, sovereign debt, is yielding 0.625%. Less than 1%. Also, the 30-year German sovereign debt is yielding about 2% less than the 30-year Treasury. 30-year Treasury, around 2.6, around 2.625. The 30-year German sovereign, 0.625%. I mean, this is incredible stuff to see these yields. Our toll-free line, 1-800-934-2221. That is our contact number. Let's get Wolfgang on the line in Connecticut. Welcome to Money Talk.
Thank you, Bob, for taking my call.
What's
and,
up?
And, Bob, I'm sure when you first started the show years ago, I don't know how many channels are on the TV set, but I know people are addicted to TV, and there's 1,000 channels on there. So the fact that people listen to you who are not in their car shows how great you do and how great your staff does, because your show is excellent.
Well, we thank you for that. We certainly appreciate our Money Talk listeners very, very much.
Thanks, Bob. Bob, I was wondering about deflation. My question is, when you look at, like, television sets or, say, cell phones or PlayStations, and the price comes down, people, if they can afford it, will purchase it, even though they know in the future that it will drop. And my question is that one of the positives of deflation? And what's your opinion on deflation when there's a gold backing on a money supply, say, if you have a king and the king is hoarding the gold, it's not a problem because all the other prices, you know, decrease because the demand for gold goes up. So I was wondering, are those two examples of when deflation is good? Because I heard you say in the past that there's not many things you do like about deflation, and I was wondering if those were the two things you did like about it.
Well, I mean, I can tell you the Federal Reserve has nothing but disdain for inflation. Now, in terms of the example, and that's why that is the reason, by the way, that they have established a 2% goal for inflation, because they don't want to teeter along. They don't want the goal to be 0 or 1% because they're concerned about deflation. And that's why they went up to 2% on the inflation target, so that they could stay further away from deflation. They don't want anything to do with deflation. I want to talk about the example you gave because I don't think it's operative. You're talking about a gadget. Now, when these gadgets come out, people want them. People want them right away. They want to use them today. And so I don't think that the idea of, well, I'm going to wait for lower prices applies to gadgets. Gadgets sell. The demand for gadgets is based on the perception of the buyer that they need this thing and they need it now. So I don't think that the deflation argument works with that example. But I'll tell you where it could work. It could work with an automobile. You, somebody could say, well, I'm not going to spend $30,000 on a car. I might get it for $28,000 next year. And that's where they could defer their purchase for reasons of deflation. And the Fed does worry about that.
Bob, can I ask you one more quick question, please?
Sure.
That caller a couple calls ago when he was talking about how he could afford something, it took him 3 weeks, and today it took him a day, that conversation. I was wondering, have you seen the show Undercover Boss, where CEOs can't even, you know, make a sandwich or put curtains up, and, you know, a lot of them are kind of airheadish, and they can't even do the task that their company does, and yet they're – salary has gone up, I think, 250 times since that gentleman earlier made the good point of money. And my question is, have you seen that show, and do you feel those executives deserve that increase?
I have not seen that program, but I will tell you this, that there is no rational explanation. You're asking for rationality. And we deal here on Money Talk in the subject of rationality, the reality. There is no rational explanation for why CEO compensation has risen so dramatically relative to other compensation in the past, let's say, 20 years, except for one thing, one rationalization. I'm not saying it's a rationalization, but there's one reason that it has happened. When Bill Clinton was president, he put in policies that discouraged companies from paying cash to their CEOs. Because he put in tax policies that discouraged money being paid in cash, in salary. And as a result, companies took action, and they gave more compensation in terms of stock options. And obviously the stock market has done extremely well, and company CEOs have made a bundle of their income on stock options.
Is that why the companies did those $2 trillion in buybacks? Stock buybacks?
Companies do buybacks because the rationale for doing buybacks is that the company believes that that is the best way for them to use their capital, to buy back shares. That, well, let's put it this way. That should be the reason that a company does a buyback, because it's the best use of the company's cash, or part of the company's cash, is to buy back shares because the company believes that the shares are undervalued. In all cases, is that true? Of course not. Appreciate the call. Bob Brinker here. It's Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Franklin is part beagle and part yellow lab. He was rescued in 2010 from the streets of Los Angeles. Somebody threw him out of a car and shattered his leg. He was malnourished and emaciated. He was also shedding excessively. The vet bills, the prescriptions became increasingly expensive, and he wasn't eating. That led me to look for other food sources for Franklin, including a raw dog food diet. I found the entire recipe, which incorporated raw meat, eggs, rice, dinovite, and Licocher. shops, his omega-3 supplement on dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com. 859-428-1000.
Now he's thriving. He's shedding much less. He never misses mealtime, and his coat is soft and shiny. Like that you guys are focusing on rescue dogs, I think every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite. 859-428-1000. Start that little pet off right. Just go to dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
How fast are Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are Allegra gel caps?
10 more lawns to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your indoor and outdoor allergies. It starts working in just 1 hour, two times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger among OTC-branded oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Buy in. Quicken Loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The newest breakthrough in laminate flooring, faster and easier laminate flooring with durable TrafficMaster Saratoga Hickory Laminate at the Home Depot, just 99 cents a square foot. It installs in a snap. No more glue, no more mess. TrafficMaster is tough, really tough. Installing it isn't. Get it for just 99 cents a square foot at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
You can learn to DIY just about anything.
Today, we'll be making our very own bath beads. We'll need mineral oil, ammonia, and I feel like I'm forgetting something.
After all, some things are better left to the pros, like buying a home. Because without an expert to guide you, you're just asking to get burned.
Oh, look at that. It also works as a hair remover.
So DIY yourself a favor and get Realtor. Head to Realtor.com/getrealtor today. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Attention foodies. Savor the finer things in life at Masters of Taste, an incredible new outdoor food and beverage festival taking place on Sunday, April 3rd at 3 p.m. Walk the field of the historic Pasadena Rose Bowl and enjoy unlimited samplings from L.A.'s best restaurants, mixologists, craft brewers, and wineries. Tickets are on sale now at www.masteroftastela.com. 100% of event proceeds benefit Union Station Homeless Services, a nonprofit helping men, women, and children rebuild their lives.
After 30 years of exceptional nationwide growth and expansion, two men and a truck, Movers Who Care, are coming up on their first anniversary in Los Angeles. The well-known brand originated in Michigan and earned a 96% referral rate by sticking to its core values. Two men offer premium home and business moving services down the block or across the country. If you're planning a move, go with the extensively trained, courteous, and reliable moving pros you'll find at Two Men and a Truck, the official movers of the LA Kings radio broadcast. Moving your puck? Use their truck. TwoMen.com. That's TWOMen.com.
This is Money Talk.
We are back on America's Money Program at 1-800-934-2221. That is our contact number. Kelly's on the line in Iowa City in the Hawkeye State. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Well, thanks for calling.
Great. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question for you. My husband and I do not qualify to make a deductible IRA contribution, and I've heard it said both ways. My question for you is, what is your opinion about making a non-deductible IRA contribution?
Well, I think that before you'd want to do that, you would want to ascertain that you do not qualify for a Roth IRA or for a deductible traditional IRA. Have you done that?
Yes, and we don't.
Okay. I think in that case, you certainly can consider the possibility of using a non-deductible IRA. The one benefit that most retirement accounts share, except for the Roths, which are tax-free if you follow the rules, is the deferral feature so that your money can grow tax deferred. As long as the money stays in the non-deductible IRA account, you don't have to pay income tax on the dividends, interest, and capital gains generated by the investments. And obviously that's especially attractive for fixed income investments, which otherwise in a taxable situation you have to pay a portion in the case of taxable fixed income investments in government taxes. So, yes, the answer is if you don't qualify for the others, then certainly you can consider that.
Okay, very good. And just an extreme scenario, say you had invested in the non-deductible and you had like a case in 2008 where the markets really went down, and you wiped out all the gains in your non-deductible IRA. At that time, if you chose to transfer that to a Roth IRA, could you assume that you would not have to pay taxes since you had no capital gains?
Well, money comes out of an IRA as ordinary income. It's taxed as ordinary income. Now, the tax rate, now, by the way, what I was talking about was fixed income investments in a non-deductible IRA. For the fixed income portion of your diversified portfolio, if you were to use a non-deductible IRA, that would shelter that interest income all the way out to retirement from taxes. In that case, you would not have been affected by 2008 because you would not be in the stock market with that money.
That's true.
Also, keep in mind that the tax rate that applies in retirement when you take the money out of the non-deductible IRA, that's the same as ordinary income, so it's going to be added to your ordinary income in retirement, and it's going to be taxed at the marginal rate that applies, federal and state.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, very good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kelly. Always great to hear from our friends in the great state of Iowa. 1-800-934-2221 is our contact number. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter, go to bobbrinker.com and request a complimentary bank issue. Easily done. Go to the website homepage at bobbrinker.com. Click on the Request a Complimentary Bank Issue feature. And that's all there is to it. By the way, we're going to have an important guest in our guest portion later in the broadcast. Make sure you're with us for that one, especially this time of year. More to come. Stay with us if you can. It's the flight of the Starship Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
America's most trusted advisor on money matters, but who can you trust when it comes to taking control of your FICO score? Experian, America's largest credit bureau, that's who. With enrollment in Experian Credit Tracker, you get everyday access to your Experian credit report and FICO score, alerts of key credit changes, and best-in-class fraud resolution support. So make this the year you get serious about your credit. Start with your $1 credit report and FICO score at Experian.com.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-597-4816. That's 1-800-597-4816. 1-800-597-4816. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-617-5244. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-617-5244. That's 1-800-617-5244. 1-800-617-5244.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-8145. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-8145. 1-800-700-8145.
Pop quiz for all business owners. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, which one of these can you lose? Your home, your car, or your life savings? The answer? All three. Because if you're not incorporated, it's not just your business that can be sued, it's you too, which means you could lose everything. Once business owners realize the risk of not being incorporated, they usually scramble to incorporate or form an LLC. To make it quick and easy, Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide, call now, 1-800-400-4396. Protect your financial future. At Incorporate.com, they don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide, 1-800-400-4396. Hurry while supplies last, 1-800-400-4396. That's 1-800-400-4396.
Hey there, what's the frequency?
790.
And the letters?
KABC.
This is Money Talk.
We're back in America's Money Program. Thank you for joining us. For you political junkies and poll junkies, here are the latest polls on the Wisconsin election, the primary election on Tuesday, and we're getting real close to that one. We have the latest poll from Fox Business. Here it is. Ted Cruz, 42%. Donald Trump, 32%. John Kasich, 19%. Latest poll from Public Policy Polling. Ted Cruz, 38%, Donald Trump, 37%, John Kasich, 17%. On the Democrat side, latest polls from Fox Business, Bernie Sanders, 48%, Clinton, 43%. Latest polls from Public Policy Polling, Bernie Sanders, 49%, Clinton, 43%. So I realize some people can't get through the day without without their polling fix. I understand. 1-800-934-2221. That is our contact number, 1-800-934-2221. Wayne is on the line, or Steve. Steve is on the line in Wayne, Illinois. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, Bob? I love your show. I've been listening for a long time. I happen to
Thank
be
you.
An enrolled agent, which is a tax expert. I've been in practice for 33 years. And in listening to your answer to that last question, I think you may not have given her a complete answer. with the non-deductible IRA, when you withdraw money, there's a formula. You use Form 8606, and it determines what part of that is a return of the original non-deductible contribution and therefore tax-free, and what part is taxable as a return of the income that's been generated in the account.
Excellent, Steve, and I thank you for bringing us up to date on that. 1-800-934-2221. Randy, listening to the great KKOH Radio Reno in the Silver State. Hello, Randy.
Hello, Bob. I am still in the accumulation phase of my wealth-building endeavor. I'm still working. I'm following portfolio number two. And I'm wondering, do you advise the reinvestment of dividends and interest, or do you sweep it to a cash account and wait for opportunities?
Well, I think that certainly it would qualify as, you know, for a long-term investor, it would qualify as dollar-cost average cash flow. I don't know what kind of an opportunity you'd be talking about since we just had one. We just had a major correction buying opportunity in February. These things don't happen every few weeks or every month, so I don't know what kind of an opportunity you'd be addressing. But certainly, if you were accumulating those monies in anticipation of a buying opportunity back in mid-February, that's fine. But we've had that health story restoring correction. We've had a terrific run in the market here, so I think you have to take that into consideration. So from my point of view, I'd be more inclined, if this is investment money, I'd be more inclined to take a dollar-cost average approach with monies like that. Mike is on the line in Mesa, Arizona. Hello, Mike.
I just wanted to discuss this employment report a little bit more with you. You mentioned that we lost 29,000 manufacturing jobs, which is true. I'm just reading the report here right now from the Department of Labor. And they said that over the month, employment continued to trend up in food services and drinking places, 25,000, and financial activities, 15,000. Says we lost. Job losses occurred in durable goods industries, 24,000, machinery, 7,000, primary metals, 3,000, semiconductors and electronic components, 3,000. Mining and employment lost 12,000. And losses concentrated in support activities for mining, 10,000. Those are all losses. So we're losing a lot of quality jobs. We're replacing them with low-paying food service and bartender jobs. How can this possibly be considered a good employment report?
I think people are positive on the employment report because 235,000 new jobs were created in the report. What you're addressing is something that I've been talking about on this broadcast for a long time, and that is twofold. Number one, globalization is here to stay. It's a reality. And I hear presidential candidates on the stump talking about how they're going to bring back to the U.S. great, high-paying jobs. Mike, can you tell me how they're going to do that in the age of globalization? How are they going to do that?
Well, for one thing, the reason why we're losing jobs overseas is because of American corporations. American corporations have shown they don't really give a hoot about Americans or American employment. All they care about is their profit margin. So they're sending the good quality jobs overseas. And now we're ending up with food service and drinking jobs here in the U.S., and if this continues at this rate, we will surely fall into recession because the average American, the income that they will receive will be so low they won't be able to support their families and won't be able to buy products here in the U.S. like they used to.
Now, Mike, have you factored in the reality of the strong dollar in the past couple of years into your thinking? Do you realize the impact that the strong dollar has had on what you're talking about?
Well, the dollar goes up and the dollar goes down. I think that's pretty irrelevant over the long run because things will average in the long run. This has been the outsourcing of jobs overseas has been going on for decades.
Well, maybe that's where you and I would disagree then. I don't think that the very strong uptrend in the dollar over the past couple of years is irrelevant. I think it is highly relevant to the fact that it contributes to the loss of manufacturing employment. because products that are exported by manufacturers in the United States to foreign countries are simply less competitive with a strong dollar. That's reality. You may think it's irrelevant. You're entitled to think anything you like, Mike, but I don't think it's irrelevant. 1-800-934-2221. Let's get Vivian on the line in Marco Island, Florida. Hello, Vivian.
Hi, Bob. Thank you so very much for taking my call. First, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to live in what's so-called Margaritaville since 1999.
But, well, that's a great place.
My question is this a good time to buy general obligation municipal bonds at like 15 to 20 years?
You know what,
and
Vivian?
What would you recommend?
Well, you would not buy these in an IRA anyway, but I think that's a tough call because of the rates. In other words, what's happened is that the rates on municipal bonds have come way, way down. Now, that's good for the issuers, for the governments, because they can raise money on the cheap. But from an investment standpoint, you do have to be aware that in the event down the road there is an increase in rates, that's going to be something that's going to show up in the price of a long-term municipal bond. Now, if it's a quality bond and it's held to maturity, then you're going to get your money back and you're going to collect your interest. But the question is, do you want to take the risk at these very, very low interest rates, especially on long-term municipals? Do you want to take the risk that rates could change and go against you and the price of your bond could depreciate during the period that rates would go against you? And that's the real question you need to ask when you're looking at a long-term municipal bond. Certainly, I've always believed that state general obligations are the best way to look in the municipal bond market. And I own some state municipal bonds myself, and I also own the City of New York municipal bond general obligations. 1-800-934-2221. That's our contact number. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-2395. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-500-2395. That's 1-800-500-2395.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet?
because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-300-9403. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-300-9403. That's 1-800-300-9403. 1-800-300-9403.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-798-9232. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-798-9232. That's 1-800-798-9232. 1-800-798-9232.
This is Money Talk.
We're back in America's Money program. Thank you for joining us. Whether you're caught up in the struggle for the legal tender or just wasting away in Margaritaville, you're always welcome right here on Money Talk. Let's get Steve on the line. Steve is checking in from the great WLS Chicago. Hello, Steve.
Hi there, Bob. A couple quick questions for you. Number one, you may have already touched upon this with a couple of previous callers. My comment or question is, I've always thought that an overall portfolio, you should have fixed income primarily in the retirement accounts as opposed to stocks and things that have potential for capital gains. Do you agree with that?
Well, the whole idea is that you want to exploit the tax law. So the tax law is favorable for treatment of qualified capital gains distributions or qualified dividends from stocks or mutual funds, and so you want to take advantage of that qualified tax treatment, that lower tax treatment, and that's one way to do it.
Understood. My point is, though, if you have dividends and so forth, capital gains within a retirement account, a qualified pre-tax retirement account, you take the money out, and what would normally have been taxed at a very favorable rate, be it long-term capital gains or the dividend rates for taxes, you're now bringing it up to the ordinary income rates. So I think all that's avoided if you just pretty much keep interest income in there.
Well, that's the reason that on the program we have recommended our preference for putting taxable interest investments in tax-privileged accounts. That's the reason.
Great. Okay, so I think we're in agreement on that. Number two, my question to you is, right now I'm looking at the national debt, and it's somewhere around $19 trillion. So to wrap my head around that number, I basically bring it down to a per capita level, all right? So, you know, I can't tell you what it is off the top of my head. It's around $60,000, $70,000 per every man, woman, child. Is this already past the point of no return? Is this something we should seriously be concerned about? And if so, how come nobody's talking about it?
Well, the reason that the presidential candidates are not talking about it is because they don't have a solution for it. Also, I think another reason that they don't bring it up is I think that the vast majority of voters don't understand the issue. Let me give you a specific example. I think if you were to ask the average voter to distinguish, to define between the national debt and the national deficit, Steve, I think you would be totally shocked grading those answers. Just a simple question like that, a really simple question. Mr. Voter, Ms. Voter, tell me your understanding of the national debt. Tell me your understanding of the national deficit, which is the annual deficit. I mean, I honestly believe if you were to grade those answers, you'd be in a state of shock. In other words, you're trying to communicate to a voter profile that doesn't understand the issue. They don't even know the difference, many of them. I'm not talking about anything here other than reality. They don't even understand the difference between the national debt and the annual deficit. And to further complicate it, Steve, we have presidential candidates on the stump today who are telling voters they're going to pay down or pay off the national debt. This is complete, utter nonsense.
Yeah, of course.
And yet they're out there on the stump. We have politicians on the stump today telling voters that they are going to bring back millions of high-paying jobs to the United States. Steve, that's not going to happen.
Yes, agreed.
So that's the reality of the situation. I think that, and I hate to say this because I want it to change. I really want to have nothing but high-information voters out there. But I really believe today that we have a tremendous number of low-information voters.
All right. One real quick question.
I know it's
here.
Depressing. I know it's depressing.
Yeah,
but
it really is.
I think it's true. I think it's true.
Yeah. All right. Not what I wanted to hear. back to the national debt again. As a percentage, is it fair to look at that as a percentage of the gross domestic product? Is that a fair measure of exactly what kind of shape?
Yeah. I think it's okay, but I think that you have to be careful when you're doing that to segregate the outside national debt from the inside national debt. The inside national debt, for example, would include internal items, items that are on the Fed boilerplate that are internal items. And then the national debt would be the money that is external, the money that we owe to foreign countries. The money we owe a few trillion dollars in the national debt to foreign countries, the money that we owe to individuals who have purchased treasuries and the like. So it's the external national debt that I think should be factored into that equation.
Yeah,
and
I would. All right, Bob, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. And one more point on Steve's good point, which is that we should figure our annual deficit as a percentage of the national of gross domestic product, total goods and services. The annual debt, that's the interest payable as a percentage of the gross domestic product, as long as you can keep that at 3% or less, then if you have a growing economy, you should be able to handle that level of debt. And I think that's the key on that one. Money Talk On Demand is... Yes, it is. It's available, and you can stream to your computer and download to your smartphone with Money Talk On Demand. The investment talk is year-round. You can listen wherever you go, whenever you like. Money Talk On Demand. Sign up at BobBrinker.com right there at the Money Talk On Demand logo. Well, you know, on last weekend's broadcast, we talked about the fact that Chair Janet was scheduled to speak at the mother of all blue blood clubs, the Economic Club of New York, and that was this past Tuesday. And Chair Janet did a really good job in her presentation, and I personally think that Chair Janet is doing a good job so far as the new Fed chair. Well, she talked about many subjects, including the fact, some very important ones, that a gradual approach to changing short-term rates, to changing monetary policy, is an approach that she views favorably. She also talked about the fact, and it was good to hear Chair Janet say this, that global economic and financial developments are part of the equation of what the Federal Reserve does. You know, I've talked on the broadcast about the benefit that can be derived from having coordination of central bank activity. What I mean by that is, if the economic situation in Europe is requiring stimulus by European Central Bank under the direction of Super Mario Draghi, and Super Mario has been very aggressive in his monetary policy, including a substantial quantitative easing program that he continues with as we speak. And if the Bank of Japan is also taking an aggressive easy money policy, which they are, then some level of coordination with the central bank here, the Federal Reserve, makes sense, as opposed to our Federal Reserve Bank going in the opposite direction, which they did in December when they raised rates. And I was gratified to see Chair Janet take these policy positions, because if the Fed is holding the line for now on rate increases, and I do not expect a rate increase at the April Federal Open Market Committee meeting. Let me be very clear on that. I do not think that the Fed will raise rates at the April meeting. But if they're going to hold rates for the time being, then that is more in concert with the thinking of Mario Draghi at the European Central Bank and Mr. Abe and those running the ship over at the Bank of Japan and in Japan. The fact of the matter is, that's more coordination. If the Fed holds the line in April and the other banks continue to be stimulative in their policy, well, at least we're not going against the grain. At least we're not flying against the policies that they're putting in. So I think that's progress right there. More to come. Stay with us if you can, including our guest segment, Bob Brinker here. Thanks so much for joining us. We do appreciate the company on the flight of the Starship Money Talk.